This is Day to Day. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Noah Adams. Coming up on the program, California considers a new approach to fight gang violence. Mandatory classes for the parents of the gang members.
But first, to that new report by America's intelligence agencies warning that Al-Qaeda may be using its networks in Iraq to plan an attack on U.S. soil. Of course, it's no surprise that Al-Qaeda intends to attack the United States. What's new in the latest national intelligence estimate is the Iraq connection. Joining us now is Robert Grenier, former chief of counterterrorism at the CIA. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What do you make of the new link between the old Al-Qaeda, the group responsible for the 9/11 terror attacks, and the new group in Iraq? Could they combine for an attack on the United States?
Well, I think this estimate correctly refers to Al-Qaeda in Iraq as a regional terrorist group quite separate and distinct from Al-Qaeda Central, if you will, that's based in Pakistan, Afghanistan. Clearly, AQ Central would very much like to leverage the capabilities of AQ in Iraq in order to motivate them to attack the U.S. homeland.
But is it possible that that would happen, or they want to?
Well, I think it's quite possible that that would happen. AQ in Iraq has launched terrorist attacks or attempted terrorist attacks outside of Iraq previously at the behest of AQ Central. Right now, AQ in Iraq is very much focused on its enemies in Iraq, but I am very concerned that AQ in Iraq could pose a much more potent threat to Western communities in general and also to the U.S. homeland.
One of the other things that I found interesting in this document is that worldwide counterterrorism efforts has convinced Al-Qaeda that the U.S. homeland is tougher than ever. Is there actually some good news in this report?
Well, I think that that probably is the good news, that our efforts, both singular efforts on the part of the U.S. agencies and more particularly the international cooperation that has been generated since 9/11, has made the U.S. homeland a much harder target than it was earlier, and that this is perceived by those who would like to attack the U.S. homeland. So I think that that is definitely the good news part of the story. There are a couple of significant warnings, however. One is there is a reference to the possibility that international cooperation could fade, and I think that that is a reference to some of the political attacks that we're seeing out of the European Union and elsewhere on some of the measures that have been employed by the Americans in particular in the counterterrorism effort. And secondly, though, I think, and maybe more of greater concern, is the assessment that, as it says, a radical and violent segment of the West Muslim population is expanding, including in the United States. And what I take that to mean is that, in effect, as many of us fear, we are probably creating more terrorists currently than we are capturing or killing.
And do you think that that is part of the warning on non-Muslim groups as well, that this is a broad range of people who may want to do the United States harm?
No, I think that that assessment that we're, in effect, creating more terrorists than we're capturing or killing is very much focused on the Muslim extremist community worldwide and not to a greater motivation on the part of other disaffected groups to engage in terrorism.
There's been well-documented problems with previous NIEs, especially the one that was issued before the Iraq War that claimed Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Do those problems influence these documents, or is that in the past done and over with?
I think those problems inevitably influence the most recent NIEs. The NIE process tends to be a very conservative and very cautious one. There were some judgments, obviously, in that Iraq WMD NIE that went out a little bit beyond the available evidence and made some fairly sweeping judgments. Those came a cropper, as we all know. So if anything, I think that the process has become more cautious and more conservative. In effect, what we have said in the aftermath of the Iraq WMD NIE is that we want intelligence analysis, which is never wrong. We should be very careful what we ask for.
Thank you very much. Robert Grenier, former director of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center and managing director at Kroll, a risk consulting company.